I guess I still don't know. Go on, leave the coast in search of I do not know what. Fly to England and to Grasmere, the poem going on past its own safe boundaries, the small concave of one page and one veil, home amidst empires or detritus of colonies, home which I could be but am not from, home we cannot retreat or retire to, when the air itself is burning smoke. The soil's ripped open for hydrocarbons, the waters crossed by dilbit and diluent pipes, that map of resource, we cannot escape that time we kept writing and traveling because energy seemed an eternal delight. There isn't invocation enough to announce arrival amidst herbs and vegetables in Wordsworth's garden, rhubarb and foxglove and nettle amongst rock and moss and oak by the lake. There is no way to begin. Slate and nasturtium, the lumpy white walls of Dove Cottage, nails and wires dangling, clematis and wild rose climbing, so that the senses fill with a verse that has been rushing towards this small place since the universe began, and it will shoot right past us, go through an opening in the mountains, crack in the clouds, jet scud, speed off to where the light passes into the collapse of all things. And I will not catch one word of it. I will hang out at the picturesque British Petroleum Station in Ambleside, smelling the petrol and asking after the Gulf oil spill and converting the price of junk food, its infinite chemical transports from pounds to dollars, watching the traffic back up along the Rydal Road, the old corpse road along which everyone who died in Ambleside passed. I will consider the presence or absence, or more likely present absence, of shale under the earth here too, the likelihood that they will frack these fells and dales rising, the barbecue smell of coal burning in Dove Cottage, and the fuels that undergird this pleasant absence, which is a seeming of independent rocks and waters, lack of work or need, shuttling between the how we make our living and the where we make our living.